Now, I want you to look at John chapter 4, verse 22 to verse 24. Let me read it. But we worship what we know. Isn't that something? We worship what we know. This doesn't have anything to do with God. This is the people, and this is what the people are saying, what they worship. They only worship what they know. But we worship what we know. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father by the Spirit and with the truth. There's going to come a time when the people have to stop worshiping the things that they know. Because when the hour comes, and according to God's word, now the hour has come. He's giving a description, a detailed description of what he expects, what he's looking for, and what is actually going to happen. God is saying, when the hour comes, and now is the hour, the worshiper is a true worshiper. He's making a distinction. He said, when the true worshiper, there is a contrast between a false worshiper versus a true worshiper, or a imposter who doesn't know God at all, versus a true worshiper who actually knows God. So the true worshiper is the distinction. The true worshiper will worship the Father by the Spirit and with the truth. Isn't that something? For this is the result. For the Father also seeks. Now God is looking for something. God is searching something. God is checking something out. This is the only verse in the entire Bible where God is actually the one doing the searching and doing the looking for somebody. Come on, somebody. The Father also seeks worshipers who are like these. For God is a spirit. Listen to what I'm about to say. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship by the Spirit and with truth. Isn't that something? But earlier in the text, we only worship what we know. Isn't that something? We only worship what we know. And those are the ones who are getting rebuked. They are false worshipers. They are imposters. They are people who say that they love God and will have the audacity to tell you that, well, God knows my heart. Well, you got that right. God does know your heart. And you need to stop telling people that God knows my heart. Because God knows that you're a liar. God knows that you are an imposter. And God knows that you really don't worship him. And God knows that you don't know him. You just honor him with your mouth, and your heart is far from him. There's a lot of people in the religious community who don't know God at all. They just quote his scriptures, and we will be quick to tell you what the word says, but they don't apply that word to themselves. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me give you the how to apply what I just taught to yourself. This is how you apply it to yourself. I decree, Father, on this day and in this hour, as a true worshiper now, I deal honestly and I deal openly with God. My true worship is in the spirit. See, that's how you deal honestly with God, and that's how we deal openly with God, when our true worship is in the spirit. I understand God is a spirit, meaning God is light, God is love, and God is a consuming fire to me. You see, God is a spirit, and this is why I worship God in the spirit, because I understand in the spirit that God is a spirit. I also understand in the spirit that God is light. I also understand in the spirit that God's spirit is love. I also understand in the spirit that God is a consuming fire to me. It is only the word of God Almighty that became my flesh. Isn't that something? If you can fix your mouth to say that, it is only the word of God Almighty that became my flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God is the word, and he dwelt among us and became our flesh. Isn't that something? I'll be back with part number 3. We're still on the teaching called Worship God and Worshiping God. I'll be right back with this teaching. Stay tuned for more.